സഹനാഭവതു സഹനൗ ഭുനക്തു സഹ വീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവധീതമസ്തു മാ വിദ്വിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഹി.
Today I will give you the summary of the first chapter of the Kathopanishad. This Kathopanishad can be called as Kathakopanishad. Another name of Kathopanishad is Kathakopanishad because it is the name of a branch of the Veda. Kathaka is a branch. This portion occurs in Kathaka branch, Katha Shakha. Therefore, this Upanishad is known as Kathopanishad. And this Upanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda. There are two types of Yajurvedas. In Yajurveda itself, there are two types. One is Krishna Yajurveda, another one is Shukla Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda and Shukla Yajurveda. In English, they call it as Krishna means black system of philosophy, white system of philosophy. Shukla means white. Like that they call in English, or black school of thought, black school of thought. In the university and all, they use the word black school of thought, white school of thought. White school, and white school means Shuklam, black means Krishna. So this Kathopanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. This Krishna Yajurvedam has got a very popular, well-known Shanti Patha, that is Sahana Bhavatu Shanti Patha, very significant Shanti Patha. Shankaracharya writes his commentary on this Shanti Patha in this Kathopanishad itself. And this Upanishad comes in 10 principal Upanishads. ദശോപനിഷത് ഈശകേന കഠ പ്രശ്ന മുണ്ഡമാണ്ഡൂക്യ തിത്തിരിഃ ഐതരേയം ച ഛാന്ദോഗ്യം ബൃഹദാരണ്യകം തഥാ. ദ ടെൻ പ്രിൻസിപ്പൽ ഉപനിഷത്ത്, ദേർ ഈസ് വൺ ശ്ലോക. സോ ദ കഠ കംസ് അണ്ടർ ദിസ് ടെൻ പ്രിൻസിപ്പൽ ഉപനിഷത്ത്, ഫോർ വിച്ച് ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഹാസ് റിട്ടൻ കമന്ററി, ഭാഷ്യം. Shankaracharya's commentary is available for all these 10 Upanishads. Therefore, Kathopanishad is a very, very significant Upanishad. It begins with a story. Before going to that exact section, I'll give a brief explanation about this Shanti Patha. In this Shanti Patha, the student is seeking the blessings from the Lord. O Lord, protect us. Sahana avatu. Saha nau avatu. O Lord, please protect both of us. Both of us means my teacher and me. How you protect us? Here is asking for four gifts. Four boons, like the student is Vedantic student, Mumukshu is asking for four varams, like number one is Jnana Prapti. May you protect us. Guru already got Jnana Prapti, but that Jnana he has to give to me. So that Jnana has to be ever fresh in my Guru's mind, intellect, so that he can give to me. So So I want to get jnanam, jnana prapti. May you protect us by giving jnanam. And second one he asked for, sahanau bhunaktu. May you protect us by giving jnana nishtha. Jnana nishtha means assimilation. May you help me to assimilate that teaching, whatever is given by my teacher. Not just information. Let that teaching of my guru should bring transformation in me, in my personality, in my life. It should not just remain in my brain, no, in my intellect, just like a word. There is no use. So there is a separate prayer for that. Whatever I receive the teaching, it should give phalam, jnana phalam. Then the third gift he wants is, may you protect me so that I can put my effort. Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai. Let me, myself and my teacher also should put an effort. My effort to study, my teacher effort to teach. Let us do, both of us do homework. Let me do homework. Put forth the necessary effort to gain this self-knowledge. Sahaviryam karabhavahai. Then fourth gift he is asking for, tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai. May this teaching be ever fresh in my mind. Whenever I want, it should come to surface. Aham brahmasmi, any time I can invoke. Let this knowledge be fresh in my mind. Let me have full trust on my teacher, on Shastra and Ishvara. Let me have trust on my teacher, Shastra and Ishvara. The important factor is between the teacher and the student. Trust is very, very important. No teacher should label a student a bad student. No teacher should label any student, any type of student, should not label a student as a bad student. Similarly, no student should have a distrust in the teacher at any time. There may be situations happen at any time to shake our shraddha, trust towards the teacher. The situations may happen, will happen, may happen and will happen, definitely. But I should not lose my trust towards my teacher at any time, at any cost. Just as the child trusts the parents, child never leave the trust, no? At any time, even mother beats also, again the child runs to that mother only. Father beats the child, but still child runs towards father. Like that, the student also should continue the trust throughout the life towards the teacher. If we have that trust, it is a great blessing. Having such a trust upon the teacher throughout the life is a great blessing. That is very, very difficult also. The trust is very important. And devotion, let me have devotion, shraddha. Mavidvishavahai means what? Let me have devotion. Let my devotion should increase day by day, day by day. It should not decrease. Generally, every relation after some time, no, will fade out naturally. So this relation should not fade out, but it should have to be brightened. Then alone, why that word, the student, mavidvishavahai, means let me not any hidden motive on my teacher's words. Whenever my teacher is talking something, telling something, utter something, I should not think my teacher is having a different motive and think panna koodad. Evlo kashtam paarunga. Let me not think that my teacher is having a motive inside, a different motive inside when I hear the words. I should not have that. Oh Lord, please protect me. Please protect me. The pure devotion and love towards the teacher, no, faith, devotion, faith and trust, these are all very, very important. Otherwise, the student cannot receive the teaching. Same way, my teacher also, protect my teacher also to show care, compassion, love towards me. Let my teacher also care for me, show compassion towards me and love towards me. When it is there, the knowledge definitely takes place. Both the sides, trust, devotion, faith towards the teacher. Similarly, love, care and compassion towards the student from the standpoint of the teacher. So, when these are there, naturally there, communication is very smooth. Otherwise, that relation will get rust. What is the lubrication between the rust? Padamal irukkanonna enna apply pannuvom, some grease, some oil apply pannuvom, lubrication. Adhu maadhiri, in the between teacher and the student also, the relation must be always, no, in alignment, no, with the fully zeal always. It should not become feeble. Anytime, any situation. What is that lubrication? In this side, trust, devotion and faith. That side, love, compassion, care. That keeps the relation without rust. So they are always in rest. They feel comfortable. The teacher also feel comfortable, so comfortable in front of the student. The student also feels so cozy, so comfortable in front of the teacher. This is very, very important. Sloka. How much important it is. Now we enter into the first section, the essence, the summary of the first section is, the story begins here. Three topics are given in this. First one is Akshayika, story part. Then second topic is Varatrayam. Yamadharma Raja asking, hey Achiketa, ask for three boons. Then third topic is Pariksha, examination, entrance examination. For SKC, self-knowledge course. Self-knowledge, SKC, self-knowledge course, or entrance, TOEFL, examination test. Yamadharma Raja puts to Nachiketa. Now, the story begins like this. There is a Vaidika Brahmana whose name is Vajasravasaha. Vajasravasaha, Vajam means Annadanam, the one who does Annadanam. Stravasaha means, Stravaha means the one who has got fame. One who has got fame through Annadanam is known as Vajasravasaha. The first mantra begins it, Vishanhavai Vajasravasaha. Vajasravasaha. Then Vajasravasaha wants to go to Swarga. He started doing one yaga, sacrifice. Sacrifice means one ritual. One yaga he is doing. While doing the ritual, one of that angam in the ritual is you have to give dakshina. After completing yaga, one has to give dakshina. Without dakshina, the yaga is not completed. So Vajishravasaha Brahmana has got a son by name Nachiketas. Nachiketas, 8-year or 9-year-old boy. And Upanayanam, everything is over for that boy, who is doing Samidhadhanam every day, Sandhyavandanam. That boy he is having, and he is watching when what father is doing. Father is giving in this Vishwajit Yaga. That Yaga name is called Vishwajit Yaga. What is the significance of this Yaga? In this Yaga, that Yajamana, whoever performs, he has to give everything whatever he has possessed. That means all possessions he has to give in as a dana, as dakshina. Again he has to earn if he wants. So whatever he has got, he has to give entire property, entire possession he has to give in that Vishwajit Yaga. Therefore, when he is giving, this Rajasravasa giving old cows, very very old cows, which cows cannot give milk, they cannot give birth to new calf, and they cannot get up even to drink water also. Such useless cows he is giving as a danam to Brahmanas. And this boy Nachiketa saw that when his father is giving such a cow, then immediately thought, such a type of danam, useless cows, if my father gives in this yaga as a dakshina, he gives, my father, instead of going to Swargaloka, he will go to Naraka. He thought, young boy, he thought like that. For which Swarga sake my father doing the ritual, but dakshina he is giving like this. So useless cows he is giving. Therefore, my father should not get that papam. My father, I have to protect my father. Since I am also my father's property, I'll ask my father to give me as a dakshina to someone to avoid this papam to my father. No way, because he has to give everything whatever he has got. That cows are also there, he has to give. And when Nachiketa thought, let me go to someone, to a priest as a dakshina, so that I can serve better than these cows. How love and affection towards father, you see, care for father. Let my father be free from this papam. He went and asked his father, Father, to whom you are going to give me as dakshina? He asked, please tell me, to whom you are going to give me as dakshina? First time, second time, third time he asked like that. Then father is so angry. Already this boy is coming in middle and disturbing. But he said, I will give you to Yamadharma Raja. It is a euphemistic expression. I will give you to Yamadharma Raja means what? You go to somewhere, don't come here, don't disturb me, go somewhere. Generally we say, you go to some place, go and play. So we say, no, like that. You go to some other place, and you go to Yama. English children, you go to hell. We say, no, go to hell. Like that, just abruptly, inadvertently, he used such a word. Then this boy took very seriously, yes, I am going to Yamaloka. Then after finishing everything over, boy came next day, father, father, please give me permission to go to Yamaloka. Then father said, just I said like that, don't take seriously, go and play. And said, no father, you said in Yagashala these words, when you utter in Yagashala, you have to keep it up. So Satya Sandhata. The values what we have to learn through this story. So he goes to Yamaloka, that story is different. After Yamaloka, when he reaches, what happens, it comes later. Up to here, the story, what it teaches us, four values we have to see. First one is Satya Sandhata. We have to keep your words, whatever you utter. Otherwise, your whatever punya you have done, it will go away. What you mean is what you speak. What I speak, what I mean must be aligned. Then, Vakya Paripalanam, my father said to me, you go to Yamaloka. I have to follow my father's words. Second value, Vakya Paripalanam. First value is Satya Sandhata, to follow Satyam. Whatever you say, you have to follow. Second one is Vakya Paripalanam. One has to follow the father's words, Vakya Paripalanam. Then, third value, Dakshina. Very, very important. In our all rituals, Dakshina is very important. We should not give Dakshina, which is useless. So, Dakshina is also very important value. We have to learn from this story. Because it is a Anga Karma. And Dhanam also very important. By his name itself, Vajasravasahan. That shows Annadhanam is very, very important value. Dhanam is very important value. Any Dhanam. Annadhanam is most important. Dhanam is very important. Another value also we can derive, Shraddhana. Shraddha towards the ritual. While how much Shraddha Nachiketa is having. My father, when he is doing that Dakshina giving, how much Shraddha is having towards the ritual, towards Dakshina, and towards that Yaga Shala, whatever he speaks, in that Yaga Shala you have to implement. This is called Shraddha towards the ritual. ஏனோ தானோன்னு பண்ணக்கூடாது, பண்ண சரியா பண்ணணும், பண்ணலன்னு பண்ணாமல் இருக்கணுமா அர்த்தம்? அப்படி இல்லை, ஸ்ரத்தையா பண்ணணும்னு அர்த்தம். அதுக்கு தான் அந்த ஸ்ரத்தா இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். வாக்கிய பரிபாலனம், சத்தியசந்தத்தா, தட்சிணா, தானம், திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வி ஹவ் டு எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் வேல்யூஸ் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டோரி. ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் போர்ஷன் கம்ஸ் இன் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் இட் செல்ஃப். தென் நச்சிகேதஸ் went to Yamadharma Raja. Yamadharma Raja was not there and he is so busy. He is going to all other lokas also. And Nachiketa waited outside. When Yajamana is not there, Atidhi is not supposed to enter in the house. That is also another value. When Yajamana is not there, that male person should not enter into the house. That is, that's why Nachiketa sat outside for 3 days, 3 nights, without food, without water. They offered at least food and water. Without Yajamana, I should not take food. Without Yajamana in the house, I should not take water. Therefore, I sleep here itself. No? He waited outside. Then after 3 days, Yamadharma Raja came. Then these ladies in the house and his parivaram, they were very much worrying and said to Yamadharma Raja, "Oh Yamadharma Raja, so one boy is waiting from 3 days without food and water. He please go and welcome him first and serve him, worship him." And then Yamadharma Raja rushed to that Nachiketa and took him inside and he worshipped him. The Brahmachari, you know, he has to offer Atidhi Seva, another value. From here we have to learn another value is Atidhi Seva. Any person comes, how we should respect. First offer a seat, then offer water, then offer food, then offer some gifts also, whatever you have. That we have to do. Yamadharma Raja is an exemplar, you know. Example how he has shown that respect to it. Then Yamadharma Raja asked him, "Since you have stayed in my house without food, water for 3 days, I will get lot of papam. Therefore, please help me. You ask some boons I want to give and in return. Because you have not taken food for 3 days, that papam should not come to me. Therefore, I want to give extra boons for you. Ask 3 boons for 3 nights and 3 days. Then this is the time, no, Nachiketa is so happy and he started asking boon. In the first chapter itself comes. What is the first boon? No, he asks, லெட் மை ஃபாதர் பி பீஸ்ஃபுல். ஓ யமதர்மராஜா, பிளீஸ் பிளெஸ் மை ஃபாதர் டு ஸ்லீப் பீஸ்ஃபுல்லி, பிகாஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் சன் ஐ கேம் அவுட் ஃபார் மை சன் அண்ட் பேப்பர்ல போடக்கூடாது என்னோட அப்பா. Some people then they put, please, my son, I lost my son, and then they put, and the madri kavala padakkoodadhu, my father should not have any worry towards me, and he should sleep peacefully in that. Let him have a mental peace in artham. Let him have mental peace. Not only that, along with that, he asked two more also. Let my father should recognize me when I go back to Bhuloka. Let my father recognize me. ஏதோ ஆவி வந்ததை நினைச்ச கூடாது, பிரேத்தமோ ஏதோ வந்ததை நினைச்ச கூடாது. Let my father recognize me as previously. Not only that, my father should embrace me, hug me with love and affection. He should recognize me and he should show love and affection as usual, as previously. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வரவங்க மூணு கேட்டான் பாருங்க, த்ரீ புட் டுகெதர் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ்ல போட்டுட்டான் நச்சிகேதன். ஸோ யமதர்மராஜ சைட் ஓகே என்னார், யுவர் ஃபாதர் வில் ஸ்லீப் நைட்லி அண்ட் யூ ஹி வில் ரிகக்னைஸ் யூ, ஹி வில் ஷோ லவ் அண்ட் அஃபெக்ஷன் டு வாட் யூ. தென் ஆஸ்க் செகண்ட் போன் ஃபாஸ்ட் இமீடியட்லி. நவ் செகண்ட் போன், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் போன் இஸ் ஃபார் மை ஃபாதர் சேக் ஐ ஹவ் ஆஸ்க், நவ் த செகண்ட் போன் ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் சொசைட்டி ஹி ஆஸ்க் சார், வாட் இஸ் தட், யூ teach me a ritual, you teach me a ritual by performing which ritual people go to swarga, that ritual I want to know, by performing which ritual people go to swarga. Then he taught that ritual. After learning that ritual from Yamadharmaraja, Nachiketa repeated entire ritual verbally, how to do, what to do, what is the way of doing, mantras, full by heart panni, apdi at a switch he just gave that what he has learned, the ritual, the procedure, everything he paatham sonna madri just he said to Yamadharmaraj. Then Yamadharmaraj is so happy and he taught another upasana along this ritual. What is that upasana? Virat upasana. He taught virat upasana. By practicing upasana along that ritual, a person can go to Brahma Loka, not only Swarga Loka. See, simple ritual, kevala ritual panna Swarga Loka. I will teach you about that upasana also. If anyone perform that ritual and as well as upasana, virad upasana, they will go to Brahma Loka. And that also he taught. Then he said, I am giving this name to you, your name I am giving to this ritual. Now onwards, this ritual will be called as Nachiketa ritual. Because of your Shraddha, I am very happy to give a name, your name to this ritual. People will call this ritual by your name, on your name, Nachiketa ritual. And because of that, he is very happy, he gave a necklace also. When he repeated whole ritual, he is so happy, gave the necklace also. So, apdi kanathula potitar Nachiketaniki. Yamadharmaraja is so happy. Now, come on, ask me third boon. Third boon, in the 20th sloka, he asks, Eyam prete vichikitsa manushye astityeke nayamastityeke. Now the third boon is for my sake. First boon, my family, father's sake. Second boon, for the society's sake. Now my duty is over. My responsibility is over to my family, to our society. Now I want for my sake, that is, please tell me, people talk about something which travels after death. Something travels after death. What is that? I want to know. Some people say something is traveling after the death. Some people say nothing will travel after death. As a travel pannuma pannada, you are the right person to say. Therefore, tell me. Then Yamadharmaraja kashtama puchu. My dear, why? Except this boon, you ask something else. Na? Even devas also, you are not able to know this. You are a young boy, small boy. Why you are asking this? I will give you lot of money, lot of horses, elephants, gold, kingdom, everything I will give you. Even servants also, that is very big problem in Bhuloka. I will give you servants, drivers, all those things I will give. You can ask me anything you want. Lot of lifespan also I will give. No old age for you. You can be happy. Many grandchildren, many children I will give to you. Then Yamadharma Raja, when he offered all these things, Nachiketa said, all of them you keep with you. I don't want. What I have asked is very, very significant, highest in the world. I want that only. Knowledge about that only I want. Therefore, Nachiketa never desired for all these things. Then Yamadharma Raja tried so many ways to tempt Nachiketas. And to want to test Nachiketas, he did all these things. Finally, Yamadharma Raja come to know this boy deserved this knowledge. And he going to second section, he is going to praise that Nachiketas. Pariksha over. Entrance exam passed. So second only starts. After three boons, third boon he is going to give. In this second valley also we have three topics. First topic is Guru Shishya Mahiman. Guru Shishya Shastra Mahiman. In the second valley he starts, you are very, very great Nachiketas. Like to getting students like you very, very difficult. You are having lot of viveka, vairagyam. Very rarely people desire for this knowledge. Very few people desire for this knowledge. Your choice is for this knowledge is really great. I am very happy. You are really qualified student. Getting such student, I am very fortunate, he says. Getting such a student like you, I am very fortunate. Even one student is enough like you, he says. That is Guru Shishya Shastra Mahima, he prays. Shreyascha Preyascha Manushyametaha, he says. People, in front of people, there are two goals, materialistic and spiritual. Shreyas anna, spiritual goal. Preyas means materialistic goal. When they come to vote them, people, generally people vote for prayers, not shreyas. Very rarely people ask for shreyas. It is the first portion. The second topic is gives Atma Swarupam. Atma Swarupam he gives. And the third topic he gives is Jnana Sadhanam. Jnana Sadhanam. The first topic, first, second mantra, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh mantras, Yamadharma Raja praising Nachiketas for his choice of choosing this Shreyas. And from second, third sloka, Satvam Priyan, you have renounced everything. You have just like that, you have said no for everything. It is very difficult for people to say no for these materialistic pleasures. Just like that, you have, without batting your eyes, you have rejected all of them. Such a vairagyam you have got. That is very, very rare. The first topic. It goes up to seventh mantra. Seventh and eighth mantras also he glorifies this teaching. The student also, teacher and student. Ascharyo vatta kushaloshcha labdhan. And the seventh mantra it says, Shravanayapi bahuvir yona labdhyahan. Shrunvantopi bahavo. This is the glorification of the teaching. Glorification of the teaching. In that ninth mantra also, he is glorifying the teaching. In the second topic, And Guru also he praises. In that Aascharyo Vakta Kushalosya Labdha Aascharyo Gnata Kushalanu Shishtaha. That mantra comes 7-7. Okay. The second chapter is 7th mantra. Okay, number you can see later that he presents 7th, correct. I thought it's Aascharya Vakta it starts. Shravanayapi Bhasuvir Yona Labhya. Third line comes Aascharya Vakta Kushalosya Labdhan. So he is praising here the student and the teaching and the teacher also. Very rarely people get such a teacher who talk about Vedanta, Atma Vidya. And very rarely students come to listen Atma Vidya. Very rarely people understand Atma Vidya. So the rareness of that knowledge, the teacher and the student, he brings in one sloka. That begins with Shravanayapi Bahubhir Yona Labhyahana. The many people listen, but many people do not know that they cannot receive that right knowledge. Even though after listening, they understand wrongly. You know. Therefore, in 14th sloka, that 1120 like that, what he has asked, again, Nachiketa is so restless. Praise pannadhi podum, sikhra enakka the third boon you have to answer. You know. So he reminds Yamadharmaraja, Anyatra dharmat, anyatra dharmat, anyatra asmat, krita akritat. Anyasya bhutasya bhavyachana, he is reminding, oh Yamadharma Raja, please don't waste my time. You have to complete that third boon. Then he has understood Nachiketa's interest, zeal towards this knowledge. Then he starts the teaching. Atma Swarupam is a third topic. It comes after 15th. From 15th sloka. 14th and 15th slokas are Arjuna Nachiketa's brilliant questions, two of them. Anyatra dharma, that Nachiketa's words. Then 15th mantra also, Sarve Vedaha Yatpada Mamananti. That also, he is talking about the glory of that knowledge. By knowing which, everything is as good as known, no? Like that, here Nachiketa is asking, by everything included in that, all will merge in that knowledge alone, such a knowledge I want. Now from 16th mantra onwards, Yamadharma Raja is going to give that jnanam, Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya comes from that shloka until last, Atma Swarupam he gives. What is that Atma Swarupam? That Atma nature he presents. Atma Swarupam as a second topic he presents. That Atma is free from all vikarams. Atma is not a part of the body, property of the body, product of the body, like that. He says, Atma pervades inside the body, outside the body, Atma enlivens the body. And Atma survives after the fall of the body. This is what Nachiketa wants to know. Atma survives even after the fall of the body. Such Atma which is surviving after the fall of the body cannot be transactable. You cannot transact with that Atma. This is one feature of Atma he gives. Then second one he says, Atma is nirvikarahana. It is changeless. Na jayate, na mriyate. It is not having birth and death also. It is not having birth and death. And Atma is free from birth and death. And Atma is bigger than the biggest, smaller than smallest. Anuraniyan mahato mahiyan. Atma is akarta, abhokta. It is non-performer, non-enjoyer. That he gives in the 19th mantra. Hanta chen manyate hantum. Then all these verses, mantras, Lord Krishna borrows in Bhagavad Gita. The whole Bhagavad Gita is nothing but Kathopanishad only, maximum mantras. Then he says, Atma is ashariri, it is not having any body, but it is available in everybody. In every body it is available, it is free from the body. It is free from the body. Then Atma is Jagad Adhishthanam. Atma is Jagad Adhishthanam, substratum of this universe. Up to 20 second, he gives that Atma Swarupam. Atma is Adhishthanam, Atma is Akarta, Atma is Nirvikaraha. Atma is free from birth and death. It is not belong to the body, mind complex. It is Shariratraya Vilakshanam. It is different from the three bodies. Having said this much, from 23rd mantra, he says, sadhanas, to know this Atma, ippudipatta Atma, to understand this Atma Swarupam, one should have certain qualifications. What are those qualifications he gives here? Without a character, one cannot attain this Atma Jnana. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhyaha na medhaya na bahunāśrutena. Just qualification means here not academic qualification, intelligence, brilliance, but character is very, very important. Kshama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, all are very important. So one should have that character. Nāvirato duscharitāt, he should be free from and bad conduct. One should have right conduct. That is very important. So 18th to 25th mantras, all are very, very important mantras. Then comes the third valli. So the second valli, if praising Nachiketas and praising the teacher, then the Shastram, is very, very rare. Having said that, and Atma Swarupam is this, that is called teaching. Atma Jnanam he has given. Very briefly, he is going to elaborate further, later. Third boon only comes, he extends. Then, he has given the qualifications. Sadhanas to be practiced, shama, dama, mind control, body control, all are important. Further, he emphasizes on qualifications. Third only begins with, again, qualifications. That is why even the guru gives the teaching, if the student is not having patra, means deserve for that. Deserve means what? The student must have tremendous commitment. Commitment is a priority. This is the most priority, first priority in my life. What? Shastra patanam. Guru, Shastra, Ishvara, first. Then only family, children, wife, husband. If you tell me, we will come to the class. நான் கிளாஸ்ல தான் சொல்றேன். அப்படிப்பட்டவனுக்கு தான் இந்த ஞானமே வருமே தவிர இல்லைன்னா என்ன, கேஷுவலா தான். ஜஸ்ட் யூ லிசன், யூ பிகம் எ ஸ்காலர், யூ கேன் லேர்ன் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ், பட் யூ கேன் நெவர் கெட் ஞானம், ஆத்ம ஜானம் அண்ட் ஆத்ம ஜான பலம். சோ தேர்ஃபோர் வைராகியம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். வைராகியம் மீன்ஸ் டிட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், detachment towards the materialistic pleasures, including towards your body also. Attachment towards the body is also not good. You can take care of the body, but too much attachment towards the body is an obstruction, obstacle. Therefore, for that you require a tremendous vairagya and commitment. You have to give quality time. So for that, Yamadharma Raja starting the third valli with an analogy, Rathakalpana, very, very nice analogy, Rathakalpana. a chariot example. Yamadharma Raja compares our body to a chariot. Horses towards the sense organs. Atmanam rachinam vidhi shariram rathamevatu buddhintu sarathim vidhi manapragrahamevacha indriyani hayanahuhu. Like that he go on and telling. So horses are like sense organs. Mind is like a rein, kadivalam. And sarathi, the driver is, intellect is like a driver. And your goal, prayers and prayers, what you want, spiritual or materialistic, the two roads are there. So one has to take care of this body chariot. And one has to take care of these sense organs like horses. One has to take care of the mind, control must be there. And the buddhi, sarathi, driver has to control the mind. Mind has to control the sense organs. Sense organs have to direct the body chariot, this person. And the jivatma is safe in the body chariot. So you have to choose the roads which you have to go, the destination, the goal. Choose proper, right goal, right roads you have to choose. இங்கெங்க அங்கெங்க பள்ளல்ல போக கூடாது இல்லையோ. So nice roads you have to choose. That means ஸ்ரேயோ மார்க்க, spiritual journey. Life is also a journey, ஜீவ யாத்ரா. Life is also a pilgrimage only. It is யாத்ரா. And so in this யாத்ரா, to attain that Paramatma, this body is a vehicle. Don't miss this opportunity. இப்பிறவி தப்பினால் எப்பிறவி வாய்க்குமோ. சாப்பிடுறது தூங்குறது குழந்தை வீடு தானே ஜீவிதம், லைஃப் பரமாவதி. தட் இஸ் நாட் லைக் தட். தட்ஸ் நாட் பி ஆல் அண்ட் எண்ட் ஆல். மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் ஒன்லி கம் டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் திஸ் ட்ரூத் அட் நச்சிகேதஸ். ஆல் இம்மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் தே திங்க் வி நோ எவ்ரி திங், வி ஆர் கிரேட், வி ஹாவ் திஸ் மச் மணி, வி ஹாவ் திஸ் மச் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபேம் அண்ட் ஆல் தே ஆர் திங்கிங். பட் மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் ஒன்லி கம் டு திஸ் நாலேஜ். Because of their great punya, they put effort and they work hard until they get knowledge. They never leave Shastra, they never leave Guru, they never leave Ishvara. So they recognize what? Indriyebhyas parahyarthaha dhebhyascha parammanaha manasastu parabuddhi buddher atma mahan paraha. They come to know Atma is Panchakosha Vilakshanaha. When they have this control, mind control, body control, sense organs control, they choose the right goal, they come to know Atma is superior than Vijnanamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha and Annamaya Kosha. Atma is superior, they come to know. He says, after completing this example story, this analogy, in the second topic la atma swarupam again he brings. What is atma swarupa? From 13th mantra onwards up to 15th mantra he is go on explaining the second topic, atma swarupam. He gives sukshmatvat durvigneyah. Panchakosha vilakshanah is the one feature of atma. Atma is not Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, even Anandamaya Kosha, that is Anubhavananda, Koshananda. Atma ellathukume apparu pattadhe Nachiketa antunnar. Nachiketa so happy, appadi he is listening to these words, you know, from Yamadharma Raja. And he also praised Yamadharma Raja when he said, don't ask for this, you know. And Nachiketa said, you are the best teacher. Who will tell me otherwise? You are the best teacher. So the student has to create such an interest in the teacher. எனக்கு அது சொல்லுங்க இது சொல்லுங்கன்னு கேட்கணும் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். Swamiji other day is telling, that is why students have to call a sannyasi for diksha. When they call for diksha, they get an opportunity to ask something, to get clarify some doubts and all, so that there is a possibility of interaction. இந்த பிக்ஷா வந்து கல்யாணத்துக்கு வரும்போது வாங்க வாங்கன்னு கூப்பிடக்கூடாது சன்னியாசினி. என்னோட வீட்டுல கல்யாணம், நீங்க கண்டிப்பா வந்து ஆகணும், அப்படின்னா கூப்பிடக்கூடாது. சன்னியாசி இஸ் நாட் மென்ட் டு அட்டெண்ட் த கல்யாணம் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், இந்த ஃபங்க்ஷன் அந்த ஃபங்க்ஷன். பட் யூ கேன் இன்வைட் ஏ சன்னியாசி ஃபார் பிக்ஷா, ஓன்லி பிக்ஷா யூ கேன் கிவ் சன்னியாசி. நத்திங் ஹி டிசைர் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் தே ரிக்வயர் ஃபார் கிவிங் பிக்ஷா டைம், அட்லீஸ்ட் யூ கெட் அன் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி சன்னியாசி. ஸோ சார், ஃபேமிலி ஏதாவது ப்ராப்ளம் இருந்தால் கூட சச் பீப்புள் வென் தே கம் டு அவர் ஹவுஸ் தே வில் சால்வ், they will give some suggestions, advice, and we will also get aarudhana, you know, konjam peace of mind kadikum. Ippadi solli da nama society la ipdi vechirukan sanyasan edukaga koopadana bhikshukaga da koopadanum. பாத பூஜை பண்றோம் இல்லையா அது வேற விஷயம், அவருக்கு என்ன வயசு ஃபுல் ஆயிட்டுனே போதும், நீங்க மாலை போட்டாலும் போடாட்டாலும் கூட அதெல்லாம் they don't bother. சாஸ்திரம் says one sanyasiki bhiksha kudutha it is equal to 10,000 of அஸ்வமேத யாகம், புண்ணியம் கிடைக்குமா சாஸ்திர தர்மசாஸ்திரம்னு சொல்லியிருக்கேன். ஒரு சன்னியாசிக்கு ஒரு பிக்ஷை போட்டான்னா 10,000 of அஸ்வமேத யாகம் பலம் எவ்வளவு இருக்குமோ அவ்வளோ கிடைக்குமா. தட்ஸ் வை அவர் சொசைட்டி இஸ் ப்ரொடெக்டிங் த சன்னியாசி. தட்ஸ் வை சன்னியாசி ஆர் சர்வைவிங் நவேடேஸ். அதர்வைஸ் சொசைட்டி சீ ஹவு இட் இஸ் பேலன்ஸ்ட், பிகாஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் separate from all functions and all, when he should not go to functions and all. So sanyasi, how you have to invite anna? In this manner. So other people also will come and they also listen to the words of that mahatma, so that dharma can be protected. This is the way we have to protect our dharma. So anyhow, that is an aside point. Now come to this துர்விக்னேயத்வாத், வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு நோ, தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஷுட் ஹாவ் அன் அசோசியேஷன் வித் தட் மகாத்மான், சாது இஸ் மை குரு. துர்விக்னேயத்வாத் சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் நச்சிகேதஸ் டு நோ திஸ். ஹி பிரிங்ஸ் அவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் தேர்ட் வள்ளி அஸ் எ செகண்ட் டாபிக். அகெயின் He says, Ashabdam Asparsham Arupam Avyayam Tadharasam Nitya Gagam Agandham Avyayam. This Atma Vai Durvignayam is saying, you cannot hear through your words, you cannot see Atma through your ears, you cannot touch the Atma Asparsham, it is. You cannot objectify this Atma because it is Avyayam, it is Aprameyam. It is eternal, this Atma. Ashabdam Asparsham Arupam Avyayam Tadharasam Arasam. You cannot taste this Atma also. This is Atma Swarupam, Swarupa Lakshana, features of Atma. This is also a very important mantra he gives. Then again sadhana. This is the method. First, the teaching comes. When the question asks, the teaching is given, then sadhanas come. By doing these sadhanas, one can get this jnanam. This jnanam alone gives moksha. What are those sadhanas? Again given as a third topic. Here comes uttishthata jagrata prapyavaranni bodhatan. Another important mantra, 14th mantra. Very important. I'll give the important mantras later. This Uttishthata Jagrata is very very important mantra. One has to go to a guru to get this knowledge. One should not study by oneself. However much difficult, how far the teacher is taking classes, but I have to go there. I have to, sometimes I have to spend money for books, I have to travel all the way. Doesn't matter, spend. Worth to spend. Prapya vara nibodhata. This is very difficult. Churasya dhara nishita duratyayana. It is very difficult. He says, very, very, it's like walking on the razor's edge. That's why many people won't come. Some people come, they don't stand. Who stands or some people won't understand. They stand, but they don't understand. Even some people, they think they have understood, but they have not understood properly. That's why length of time is required. Vinayam, Vidheyata, Bhakti, Shraddha, Commitment, டே அண்ட் நைட் தட் இஸ் த ஓன்லி தாட், செகண்ட் தாட் இருக்கவே கூடாது. அப்ப இருந்தன்னா யூ கேன் சே இன் திஸ் லைஃப் இட்செல்ஃப் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, இல்லைன்னா முடியாத காரியம். ஏதோ சம்ஹவ் யூ வில் கெட் பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட், அது வந்துடும். பீப்புள் பை ஸ்டடிங் சாஸ்திரம் தே கெட் பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட், சம் டிராங்குவலிட்டி, சம் ஜாய் கம்ஸ். அந்த படிப்பு மூலமா ஒரு நிம்மதி வரும். இந்த நிம்மதி வந்து ஞானம் கிடையாது, தட் நிம்மதி இஸ் எ ரிலேட்டிவ் ஆனந்தா. மெனி பீப்புள் ஆஃப்டர் கம்மிங் டு த கிளாஸஸ் நேச்சுரலி கொஞ்சம் ஹெல்த் கூட இம்ப்ரூவ் ஆகும், அண்ட் கொஞ்சம் மனசு நிம்மதியா இருக்கும், வீட்டில் கூட ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் குறையும், அண்ட் யுவர் டெம்பர் ஆல்சோ வில் ரெடியூஸ், யுவர் ரியாக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் ரெடியூஸ். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பை ப்ராடக்ட். சம் பீப்புள் திங்க் தட் இட்செல்ஃப் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் கோயிங் டு கிளாஸஸ். அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி நான் இப்போ கிளாஸஸ் போயினப்பறம் எவ்வளவோ மாற்றம் வந்ததுன்னா, இந்த பீப்புள் சே லைக் திஸ் ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் டு வேதாந்த கிளாஸ் தெர் இஸ் அ லாட் ஆஃப் சேஞ்ச் இன் மீ. This is the benefit of Atma Vidya. This is a byproduct. But many people stop there itself. And they never know that there is some more higher knowledge I have to receive. This relative ananda is a byproduct. The mental peace is a byproduct. What is the main product? Surgery upon ignorance or dectomy pannanum. Ignorance or dectomy, we have to remove ignorance. That is the final. This manasika simple ananda, you have to come to finally, asal manasse poiyan cholano, adi the main jnana. My mind is so tranquil, Swamini, after coming to you, my mind is so peaceful. அதான் இந்த மனசே பொய்யன்னு சொல்ற படிக்க வேண்டியது இன்னும் இருக்கப்பா வான்னு சொன்ன கிளாஸுக்கு. அது ஒண்ணு இருக்கா அண்ணா? ஆமா அண்ணா. அதுக்கு செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஹி கண்டினியூஸ். Therefore, சாதனாஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் தேர் பாராயணம். திஸ் கட்டோபனிஷத்து பாராயணம் இட்செல்ஃப் கிவ்ஸ் புண்ணியம். திஸ் கட்டோபனிஷத்து பாராயணம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாராயணம். அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் சார்த்த காலம் பீப்புள் சாண்ட் திஸ் பாராயணம். பாராயணம் இட்செல்ஃப் கிவ்ஸ் தட் மச் ஃபலம். என்ன இஃப் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த மீனிங் ஹவு மச் ஃபலம் கம்ஸ். மோக்ஷான் மோக்ஷ ஃபலம் கம்ஸ். சம் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்திராஸ் பிளீஸ் நோட். சூக்ம புத்தி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டுன்னு சொல்றாரு அவர். சூக்மயா சூக்ம தர்ஷி பிஹி என்ன, அது குவாலிபிகேஷன். அண்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்திராஸ் இந்த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வள்ளி 20, 26, 27. மோஸ்ட் ஸ்டோரி ஒன்லி பார்ட் தட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். 20, 26, 27. இந்த செகண்ட் வேலி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்த்ரா சார் 9, 14, 18 to 25. தென் தேர்ட் வேலி 7th to 15, ஆர் யூ கேன் டேக் 1, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 1, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All are important. These are most important. Wherever Brahma Swarupam description comes, that only we highlight. Even sadhanas are also very important mantras. No? They are also important. So other mantras are little upasana are there. So these are all the important mantras. With this, the first chapter summary is over. Kathopanishad, first chapter. There is a second chapter for Kathopanishad. So, three vallis in each chapter. First chapter has got three vallis. Now, I have completed three vallis. The second chapter also three vallis. Totally six vallis. The three more vallis we'll see in the next session. பூர்ணமதே பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவ அவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.